This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. You hear Pat Boone talking about them on the show. VitalFactors.com. This is the truth, Joey Pals. Helps you keep your muscle tone, your energy level up, keeps your skin firm, and keeps your immune system intact, because I do it 5 mornings a week, and I haven't even had a cold in 25 years. MDR Tabs.
Hi, Joey Pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
In the treasure chest, a gift certificate from Aspen Mills Bakery. The best tuna salad there is. On my low-carb bread, I may keep that. 323-3123, AspenMillsPS.com.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our 4 Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley, so come in and check us out.
Boucher P.S. Air. It's both Boucher, the wonderful wine store, and P.S. Air, the restaurant, is a fuselage of an airplane. Such a wonderful place. It has to be seen. PSAirBar.com. They're at 611 South Palm Canyon in the Sun Center next to Joey's Revivals. And they have wines with a mirror. And they're what does this mean? Bouquet wines with a mirror, presenting with Michael Kirkpatrick of Classic Wines. Okay, check it out on the website.
Hello, Joey Pals. I'm Dennis Costa. Come visit us at Boucher and cool down at PS Air Bar.
You've got a gift certificate from Coachella Yoga. That's the website, CoachellaYoga.com. They're on Cook Street. The phone number is 346-2988. You've got a free month. Get yourself in shape before Christmas. And last but not least, you've got a $250 gift certificate from Foley and Stinnett Interior Designs, 1091 North Palm Canyon Drive. This is fun. Think of it this way. Dan with 2 N's and Foley Stinnett with 2 N's and 2 T's. Dan will come to your home, give you a free hour of interior design consultation, and we tease that he stays until you ask him to leave. Okay, all of those things go, we'll use my 3 kids, to one person. Be caller number 3 at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 3, I'll mail everything out to you. And thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 26th year, and I mean it when I say I couldn't have done it without you. Okay, we're back with Ken Prescott. Wait till you see how cute he is. Now, I graduated from high school in 1963. Are we about the same age?
We graduated in 1963. That is exactly correct.
Here's something you can use. The SAT scores, at least in the state of California in that year, they've only been topped one other time. We were one of the smartest classes ever.
Can you say the dumbing of America?
The dumbing down of America. I use that too.
I mean, you know, when I went to high school, I went to a college prep high school, which I didn't realize then. And it was great. I didn't like school. I liked English. I liked music. And I liked, funny enough, algebra. Because it's very akin to music. You know,
music is very mathematical.
Yes, yes. Otherwise, I didn't care. I mean, I would pass. I mean, I had an okay grade, but it wasn't, you know, wonderful. But I did star in all the musicals at high school. And I knew that's, you know, yeah, and you did too. So you see that we knew what we wanted to do. And, you know, it was funny. There was no bullying. I mean, I'm sure, I remember a few remarks, but nothing ever bothered me. And I went to my high school reunions. And I went to my first high school reunion about 20 years ago, whatever. Anyway, and this guy, who I remember, of course, at the door said, "Ken, we're so glad you're here because all of us were so respectful of you." I went, "I beg your pardon?"
Yeah.
He said, "Because you did what you wanted to do." And my friend, who is still a friend, was a big guy in Washington and testified before Congress and all that kind of stuff. But I was astounded how many people were really happy to see me because I wasn't hated, but I wasn't the king of the prom. You know what I mean? You know,
I was kind of dorky.
I started singing when I was three.
Of course you did.
Of course. In church, of course, that's what you did in those days. But I know exactly what you're saying. We love what we do. I'll know when it's time to quit or you'll tell me.
No. Now. No, I'm kidding.
Five,
four. Three. No. You don't want to ever quit. Ever quit because that's our lifeblood.
George Burns used to say to me, if you retire, kid, they throw dirt on you, meaning the grave.
Yeah, I know meaning. I'm telling you, there's a lot of that going around, too.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, we just lost Angela Lansbury.
I know.
Terrible. And who do we have replace her? Excuse me. Yes. First of all, people that act today need to have some consonants with their vowels. That's the first thing.
And they need to have a pitch to their voice. So many of them talk way up here.
Not only that, Joy. If you met them at a cocktail party, you wouldn't be interested in them because they don't have any intrinsic, interesting personality. And all the big stars, no matter, you can say they weren't great actors. Most of them were pretty good actors. Mm-hmm. But you wanted to see them. Forget about the acting.
You know what else? You had to hone your craft. Yes. Nowadays, some sweet, talented, pretty little girl has a hit record. She's a multimillionaire overnight, and she has not woodshed anywhere.
No, it's like in Monster in Law, Jane Fonda was interviewing some young kid, and she said, what do you think about Roe versus Wade? And she said, I don't see prize fights. And Jane Fonda went for her throat. You know, I mean you talk to people you go, you know, get a mirror. Are they breathing? I mean, seriously. Yes. And
is there anything you wanted to do that you haven't?
Well, I really want, I mean, I've written a great Christmas movie with really good, with seriously good music.
I saw a video about that.
Yeah, I really want to get that sold, and I'm going to get our show, to the next level, which is going to be good. And I've got several other projects I want to get on, so those are the things I want to do, you know? Exactly. But you know, like you and like Dorothy, we've all had, you know, when I came out in 42nd Street, I didn't know this. When I came out for the tap ballet at the end, they started applauding for me. Now I'm only telling you this because all of us have had those kind of moments, you know. And when you look at people that talk about things they may have done, and you just know they've never done jack, or they have done jack, you know. Has-beens, wannabes, and never-will-bes, you know what I mean? I mean, and you go, please. I mean, like you, we either have the picture, the review, and the program, or all three.
To prove it, I always say Michael Childers is going to write a book. I said, you've got to say, I did this, this, and this, and I've got the pictures to prove it, right. Which, of course, he does.
Yes, well, I mean, but because you talk to some people, and they're so full. Listen, we're all full of it in terms of when we go to parties, we're very gregarious and glib and that's all fine. But I'm talking about when it comes to business, you know, you got to know yourself.
Show
business. As the old Jewish comedians used to say, show business.
Yes.
Show business. And it's important, you know.
So you've done everything. You want to continue doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And don't stop. I mean,
don't retire.
Well, what would you do?
What would I do?
I mean, sit around and scratch, you know.
All the closets in my house I'll show them to you if you want. They're all organized by color. I did my pantry over last night.
Oh, so, my God.
So what would I do?
Can you say anal retentive?
Oh, yeah. Obsessive compulsive. Yeah.
No, my shirts are all mixed up, but I know where they are.
Yeah, I know where they are.
No, you want to keep active and informed, and you know, I don't want to be too informed. I'm not crazy about being too informed about what's going on in the country at the moment, but the times, they are a-changing.
And it's important when things are going different. let's say, in a different way in the country, or things aren't so good in the country. That's a nicer way to say it. People need to be entertained.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a contingency of people over 50 out there that really do want to hear real music with a beginning, a middle, and an end, and a melody. There's a concept, a melody.
And words we can understand.
Yes, and words that don't start with mother.
You like rap?
Yeah. Oh, no. Rap is crap. Sorry, I don't care. I mean, listen, they make a lot of money, and they appeal to a certain strata, and that's perfectly fine. I don't know about you. I don't pretend to like anything I don't like.
That's right.
Why would I pretend?
I got one for you. I know what I like, and I know what I don't like.
I got a better one for you. We're going to get some T-shirts made that I'm not going to pretend I don't know what I know to make somebody else feel better.
That's the whole front and back of the dang T-shirt. Yeah.
I'm telling you. No, but I mean, you know, you people. I don't pander. I'm polite, and I'm very nice, but I don't pander. If I don't believe in something, I'll say no. And they'll go. It's like, you know, when my ex-wife used to ask me a question, I give her an answer, and she didn't like it. I said, "Well, ask a different person,"
you know? Or ask a different question.
I don't believe in. I don't know about you. When I was in book shows, and we're going so and so restaurant, I'd say, "Well, I don't want to go. Why not? Because I don't like that food." Yeah. Well, come anyway. I said, "Why would I go and spend money on food I don't like to please you? That doesn't make any sense to me."
Especially when it comes to food, I'm very particular.
I am very too. I'm a very kind of meat, potatoes, pizza. I'm not into those pools of baby caca on these.
What sign are you?
Capricorn. What sign are you?
Oh, triple Scorpio.
Uh-oh. And Dorothy's a Scorpio, too. Uh-oh. But Scorpios are good.
Well, hell yes.
Yeah, it's called the Joey English Show. Hell yes.
Do you have something that you want to do in the next year that you haven't ever done before?
That I haven't ever done?
I mean, I'm thinking you're going to say the Broadway show, but I don't want to give you a hint.
No. This Broadway show is really great. Now, we all do things that are pretty okay, and some are just okay. And Jimmy McHugh, who wrote "I Can't Give You Anything But Love," "Sunny Side of the Street," his great grandson is a close friend of mine, and his great grandson, another of his great grandfathers, was Eddie Cantor. Oh, so Lee and I are great friends, and he said, "Ken, this is a great show." And I met with him many times. He's a good friend of mine, to give me hints, you know, about Jimmy. Sure. So I'm really hoping we can get it on. It's going to be another 42nd Street. I'm going to tell you why. Sure. It's that genre with great numbers, great music, great characters. It's a story of Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, who was the lyricist for most of his songs. So it's good.
You know what your style of dancing reminds me of? Gene Kelly. Because you're so athletic.
Well, aren't you?
And ballet.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That would be more Fred Astaire, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, then you're kind of a mixture of the two.
Both. Fred Kelly. No, and that was actually Gene Kelly's brother, Fred Kelly, and he had a dancing school in Philadelphia.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not making it up, and I knew Fred Kelly because we used to teach at dance conventions together.
Boy, you're such a joy. I just feel enthusiasm coming out of your pores.
I'm telling you, it's like Sophia said on the Golden Girls about Blanche. Look out, we're going to get something on us.
Well, thank you so much. You were a perfect talk of the stars. Thanks for sharing the heartbeats with us.
Interview of talk of the stars. So together, we're perfect.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joey. You're great. And everybody, Joey is, she's really just like she is. A pain in the butt, but great.
Joey pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, ACT Tour says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit acttours.com. DesertDateBook.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. And please consider going with me in March to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Qatar. Okay, Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership because we're under the sign of Libra until October 23rd. You can get all your astrological forecast by going to astrologyworldnews.com. The Desert Water Agency wants you to know they have new water restrictions and they're writing tickets. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Go to dwa.org/save, and they recommend skipping over seeding and going gold, which means letting your yard go yellow, to help the statewide drought. All kinds of tips, dwa.org. Just Fabulous, that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. On the 23rd, they have a film noir book signing. See? I can't even read this. On Saturday, November 5th, they have a George Michael life book signing with James Gavin. But you can read everything better than I do if you go to bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O Visions, says connect with your angels. Actually, you only have one. Connect with your angel during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit that website, lalovisions.com, for more information. $95 for a 90-minute reading. Great, great, great gift idea. You'll thank me, as Pat Boone says. Palm Springs Aerial Tram is open again. The yearly maintenance worked out. the world's largest rotating tram car. Now they have the tram snowfall guessing contest. It runs until the first measurable snowfall at the mountain station. All the details are at pstramway.com. Palm Springs Cultural Center, home of the best popcorn, please. Butter, salt, best popcorn. I want some. Here are some things going on you can pick from this list. Sunday, Keisha D. Weekly. Monday, Mon Petit Salon in the VIP lounge from 5 to 7:30. That's weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the second floor. That's weekly. Wednesday, on selected Wednesdays, Open Mic with Les Michaels. Thursday, selected Thursdays, Razzle Dazzle. Sundays is the Palm Springs Certified Market. Selected days, PS Rewinds with the movies of Tim Burton. And selected days, the Monthly Outlook Book Club. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Tomorrow, we'll go traveling with Lalo Tachikin on a magic carpet, in an RV with Cher Lichman, and probably on a camel with Steve Canold. You be well, and all the best.